a blessed 14th Saturday in Ordinary Time to you and your family. I'm Deacon Ken Crawford, and this is my 11th video in my series as a newly ordained deacon. As expected, I did make it back to the cabin today. Perhaps you can see behind me here, I'm no longer on the trail or in my tent. A lot of very difficult hiking to get here. My youngest son, Peter, did exceptionally well in very difficult hiking environments. A question people may have had is, how do I keep up with my prayers while on the trail? Do I bring my full book along? And this is one of the rare cases where I actually resort to the phone, and particularly, see if you can see it there, the iBreviary app. I have to bring a phone for other reasons on the trail. It's how I take pictures. It's how I do satellite communications, a number of things. And I think it's worth it to have that all in one package. I'm very weight conscious on the trail. Normally, I'm very opposed to the idea of doing a breviary out of the phone. A lot of people like it because it automatically organizes everything. You don't have to worry about all your ribbons and getting everything straight. And that's a reasonable concern. But for me, that's a big distraction, having that on my phone. A text comes in, an email comes in, anything like that, and it really breaks my prayer concentration. So I decided long ago that for the most part, I never use the app. I use the book. That way I can focus on prayer and not worry about the interruptions that come along with trying to do your prayers on your phone. It is nice how they organize things. You don't have to worry about what day it is and setting the ribbons and all that kind of complicated stuff. But I just don't think it's worth the penalty that comes from having to be connected to your phone. Now, on the trail, I'll use the app in part because of the weight, but also because there's no emails coming in. There's no texts coming in. I'm in the middle of nowhere where there's no cell reception or Wi-Fi or anything like that. So not a concern out there. So kind of a win-win in that situation. Not only do they have it all organized, you can download a whole week's worth of it, which is what I did in this case, and still keep up with your prayers. Now, a little bit of a mea culpa. For the first time this morning throughout the trip, I didn't do my morning prayers. I was just so consumed with getting here to my destination, I overlooked it. I think it's the first time since I've been ordained I missed my prayers. And so I'm not sure exactly how I'll deal with that tonight. I'll do some sort of makeup prayer, maybe both evening and night prayer is kind of a compensation. Maybe I'll do morning prayer as well as evening prayer. I haven't decided. But I do think it's important to keep up your prayer routines and find some way to do something to make up for it when you don't, even though technically it's not, you know, fulfilling the letter of the law. I think it's following the spirit of the law. So, very glad to have finished the trip successfully. Very proud of my boys for having done it. We did 54 miles in 4 days, and that's a lot of miles. We did a lot of up and down, and they did great. So, now I have a few days here at the family cabin that you see behind you. So, I won't be posting anything still yet for another few days. Won't be posting tomorrow or making a video tomorrow. Sundays I try to take off. I will try to do one Monday and Tuesday before returning to the home studio Wednesday. So hopefully the background noise of vehicles passing by and all of that haven't completely ruined this video. The great news about being out on the trail is, again, none of those distractions. But here we do have vehicles driving by and what have you. So we'll see when I get home just how bad that's done to the video. And hopefully it'll work out fine. But in any case, hopefully you like the clean version of me, a nice new shirt here, and all of those things over the very grimy person you saw growing every day on the trail. But in either case, God bless you. God bless you and your family. I will pray for you. I ask for your prayers for my ministry in return. No need to pray for the trip anymore because we're done. And by the glory of God, it was a wonderful, wonderful trip, and we got home safely. Or to the cabin safely, anyway. So, thank you for watching, and God willing, I'll be able to post one of these on Monday.